Well, come on, Zeb. Let's close up and go home.
Now hold your horses. I want to look over the Corn Center Gazette here. You sort of good to sit down.
Well, why don't you wait and read it tomorrow?
Now, never mind. Let me alone, will you? Sit down there and rest yourself. Quit your crabbing.
Ah, shucks. Nothing in the dad darn thing, nohow.
See here that Hen Ames is sick.
He is, eh?
Yeah, says he got a case of pantomime poison.
Sam Bottle had a case of poison last week. He still got six bottles left.
You know there's a fire in Oliver?
No, was there?
Yep, says here, a conflagration started yesterday in the basement of Oliver's dry goods and hardware store. But Tilford Blink, our alert fire chief, finally found his fireman's hat and extinguished the blaze.
That fella, Tilford Blink, is right on the job.
Yes, he is. Say, here's something about the Academy. Says, Academy declares truce with Squidville High.
Yeah, everything's high these days.
Postseason football game planned. Squidville High School and Academy breach is patched at last.
Got their britches patched at last, huh?
Yes. And the 211s may meet sometime next month for the first time in 2 years.
Well, why? Didn't they ever meet before?
Now, Ebb, use your head for once. They wouldn't go around meeting people with a hole in their britches, would they? According to Coach Slade, the Squidville aggregation is in fine shape. The Academy, however, is not so fortunate. Bixby, on account of illness, is still out at end.
Guess there wasn't enough patches to go around.
And if he returns to school, we'll no doubt play back.
Back where?
Back to the school, I suppose, where nobody will see the hole in his pants. Moreover, at the close of the present semester, the Academy will lose one half and must also get a quarterback.
Lose a half and get a quarterback, huh?
Yes.
Don't see where there's much profit in that.
No. Says, if the Academy does meet the Squidville Tigers...
Tigers? Yeah. Why, there ain't no Tigers in Squidville. That darn thing's a fake, Jerry Reed.
Now, hold on a minute. Let's see here. Meet the Squidville Tigers. The only hope is Baker's punt.
Is what?
Punt. That's a kind of boat.
Shucks. It's a fake, I tell you. It don't even make sense.
Why, of course it makes sense. If these Academy fellas run into any Tigers, they can get away in a boat.
Yeah, well, it sounds darn fishy to me.
There ain't nothing fishy about it. Speaking of fish, you'd better deliver that fish to Mrs. Snyder on your way home, young fella.
Well, why don't you take him?
Well, I just won't take him. You can take him yourself. I gotta count the cash and close up. Now, you go on and take him.
Shucks. Well, where are they?
You know where they are, same as I do, Ed Peters. They're in the icebox in the back room. Now get them and get going.
Yeah, shucks. I am going, ain't I?
Son, you can never get nothing done.
Say, Zeb, I'm going out the back door. Be sure and lock it.
Yes, all right, I will. I'll see how much cash. $1, $2, $3, $4 and a quarter.
Hey! Rock. Is my hat on straight? Rickety racks, carry phosphate.
Devil.
What in petition's the matter with you, Hector? You gone crazy or something?
No, sir. I've gone collegiate, Mr. Winterbottle.
Bola.
Say.
Bola.
What's the matter?
Bola.
Stop that tomfoolery, will you? Coming in here a hollering and yelling at this time of night? What's eating anyway?
Well, haven't you heard? I'm going to the Academy now.
Yes, but sakes alive, is that all you learned at the Academy? Just to make a lot of noise?
No, sir. I've learned lots of things up there. I'll tell you, Mr. Winterbottom, my eyes were open. There's nothing like an education.
What did you learn, Hector?
I learned a very interesting fact.
Yes.
Do you know what they call telephones in Hollywood?
What they call telephones in Hollywood?
Yes.
Let's see. No, I don't, Hector. What do they call them?
They call them telephones.
What?
And another very interesting thing that I learned...
Hold on there a second. What's the connection?
The wires. Another very interesting...
Oh, but dad, dang it. I mean, I don't get the connection.
Well, what number was you calling?
I wasn't calling no number. I just wanted to know...
Well, hold the line, please. I'll give you information.
Say, consarned Hector, get down to earth for a spell, will you? I'm asking about the academy. I want to know what you learned up there.
Oh, what I learned?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, what I learned. Yes, I see what you mean.
It's about time.
I learned they need a new quarterback for the football team, and it's going to be me.
You mean you're going to play football?
Yes, sir, A.J. Welliker, you bet your boat.
You'd make a fine football player, I don't think.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Winterbottom. I'm in the pink of condition.
Mm.
The pink of condition. Here, look, check out, feel my arm. Feel how hard my arm is. That's a Lollapalooza. I'm in a peak of condition. I take a cold shower every morning. Just think of that. I take an awful cold shower every morning. There's nothing like a cold shower for putting pep into a fella.
Yeah.
And another thing I do...
Now listen, did you take a cold shower this morning?
Another thing I do is...
Just a second there now. I asked you if you took a shower this morning.
Well, no, not this morning.
Mm.
There wasn't any hot water.
Yes.
Another thing I do is keep myself hardened.
Mm.
Oh, gosh. My legs are hard as steel.
Mm.
I'm hard as a rock. Just as hard as a rock. Nothing hurts me.
Mm.
No, sir. Why, you know, Mr. Winterbottom, do you know that last night I dropped 5 stories out of a window and I wasn't even jarred?
Dropped 5 stories out of a window.
Well, I did.
Yes, well, what window?
The public library. There were stories in the books.
Yes, well, all
that
right.
That's
all
fast for you, that one.
Yes, well, you just keep right on smart alecky. But you won't get on the academy team because you don't know nothing about football. Now, what do you think of that?
What?
That's what I said. You don't know nothing about football.
What's that, Mr. Winterbottom?
You heard me.
I don't know nothing about football.
That's it.
Say, I guess you don't know that I'm the fellow that saved the game for Yale last year. You don't know that, do you?
Save the game for Yale?
Yes, sirree. You see, it was in the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Only a minute left to play.
Mm-hmm.
The score is 6-0 against Yale.
Mm-hmm.
The teams are in a huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're lining up. Signal, 4-11, 44.
Mm-hmm.
Jones has the ball. Mm-hmm. No, it isn't Jones, it's Black. I mean, it's green. It's brown. And he's away down yonder at the cornfield.
Yes, but what about the football game? What about the game?
Oh, yes. The football game.
Yes.
Yes. Suddenly down the field he goes. 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards. Suddenly a figure darts out at him.
Yes.
It's Tube. Tube of Colgate,
yeah.
But Tube is squeezed out.
What?
The Yale man's interference crowds him off the field,
yeah,
into a vacant lot, tumbles him over, and there he lays flat on the brush.
Yeah.
And it's a touchdown for Yale. The score is tied. Hooray!
Hooray!
And now Yale is going to kick.
It won't
be much of a kick. Only 3.75%. But that's better than nothing. There it goes. Look at it. The ball sails through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but look, a big hawk.
What?
A big hawk has grabbed the ball. Grabbed it right out of the air.
A hawk?
Yes. A hawk has grabbed the ball and is flying away with it.
Mm-hmm.
The Yale ruling section's in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
Someone jumps up and cries, $1,000. $1,000 to the person who will kill that hawk.
$1,000 to the person who will kill the hawk.
Land's sake.
So quick as a flash, I reach my old set shooter.
Yes.
Aimed. Fired.
Yes.
And down come the hawk, right between the Yale goalpost. And the day was saved.
Well, my gracious, Hector. Tell me, did you get your $1,000? Did you get the money for shooting the hawk?
No. The fella wouldn't give it to me. He said the fall would have killed it anyway.
Why?
say, you get out of here. Get out of here, boy, before I see your life. I'm trying to hide you.